For Health Equity Matters, you're listening to HIV Australia. I'm Justin Salerno. I'm joined here today by Health Equity Matters' Andrea Kindinger, here to talk about the Normalizing Testing pilot project. Hi and welcome, Andrea.
Hi, Justin. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Before we begin, I'd just like to acknowledge the lands in which I'm coming from today, which is the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, and pay respects to elders with past, present, and emerging. And I'd like to pay respects to the lands in which you're calling in from today, Andrea.
Thanks, Justin. I'm calling in from the lands of the Dharawal people.
So tell us a bit about the Normalizing Testing pilot project and what need is it responding to?
So I might start with the surveillance data. So what we're really seeing in the HIV surveillance data over the last few years is that we need to broaden approaches to HIV testing. So we need methods that complement conventional risk-based or client-initiated approaches. And this is particularly significant because in 2023, more than a third of HIV diagnoses in Australia were diagnosed late stage. So late stage is estimated to be where HIV was acquired more than 4 years prior to diagnosis. So this obviously has huge implications in terms of treatment and linkage to care. So within this data, we're also seeing quite a disproportionate delay in diagnoses amongst people born overseas, particularly Oceania, Southeast Asia, and Sub-Saharan Africa, and also in the heterosexual community, where we saw more than half of HIV diagnoses diagnosed as late stage. So what this is really telling us is that we have a lot of work to do to ensure that everyone has access to timely testing and linkage to care. So for our Normalising Testing project at Health Equity Matters, the project is a Commonwealth Government funded pilot. It's currently underway and it's implementing a clinician initiated testing model in participating general practice settings.
So Andrea, you mentioned clinician initiated testing. Just so listeners are aware of what this is, could you explain in more detail what this model is?
Yeah, so clinician-initiated testing is commonly referred to as opt-out testing, and this type of testing model is actually supported by recent changes to Australia's national HIV testing policy. So in clinician-initiated testing, HIV testing is offered routinely just like with any standard health check, unless the patient chooses to decline. So rather than waiting for someone to ask to be tested for HIV or for the clinician to conduct an assessment based on risk, it's offered to everyone as a normal part of routine healthcare, and really this small shift can actually have a huge impact. So when HIV testing is only offered based on perceived risk, it can really reinforce harmful assumptions. But when everyone is offered a test, it really sends a powerful message that this is just good healthcare for everyone and not a judgment about lifestyle or identity.
And who are the key populations this program is serving?
We're not working within any key population specifically for this project. We're really wanting to expand testing. So it's really about making sure no one is overlooked. So especially people in communities where HIV stigma is a little bit higher or where healthcare access might be limited. So we have an eligibility criteria as part of the clinician-initiated testing model. And what we're looking at is basically patients aged 18 to 75 years old who haven't had a HIV test in the last 6 months, who are already having a blood test as part of their checkup at their GP, and who have provided informed consent for the additional testing for HIV. So the model is really quite expansive when compared to the traditional risk-based testing models that are predominantly used for sexual health testing in GP settings. And in doing so, we're really hoping that this will both normalise the conversation around HIV testing while also increasing testing.
That's really interesting. And with the process for the testing, how would this occur with the clinician-initiated model?
So basically, a patient will attend their GP for their routine checkup. If they meet the eligibility criteria that I just went through, that's when the clinician-initiated testing approach will have patients informed that they'll also be tested for HIV as part of their checkup. So Within this model, the clinician is initiating testing, and so consent, patient-informed consent, must absolutely still be obtained for the testing to occur. So patients have the option, of course, to decline the additional testing, but if they consent, then the clinician-initiated testing will proceed, and then results will be provided at a later point.
That is an interesting point around informed consent. I've read there are some misconceptions out there around informed consent in a clinician-initiated testing model. What can you say about that?
It's an interesting area and a space that we actually did a lot of work in as part of this project. So, patient-informed consent is absolutely still essential as part of a clinician-initiated testing model, just as it is with any other type of medical testing or procedure. So, we did a lot of work around this, and we've embedded this key point into all of our project documentation. So, we provided suggested scripting to clinicians around this conversation, provided a lot of information in it in our clinical protocol, and then also in our calls with clinicians, we really focused on this key point as well.
So what is the main objective of this project?
While the project really has public health benefits to increase testing, its main goal is to assess the acceptability of the clinician-initiated HIV testing model that we've designed here for general practice. So that will be acceptability from the clinician's perspective. So the project will run for 6 months, and then participating clinicians will be invited to take part in voluntary qualitative interviews just to share their experiences around the testing model. So we'll be asking things like what worked well with the model, what didn't work, what were some barriers, and that research will then be conducted with our research partners, the Centre for Social Research and Health at the University of New South Wales, and from there we'll conduct the evaluation and we'll publish a paper and also develop a report for publication as well.
So now that we know a bit about the project and that it has been implemented, what activities were undertaken to get to this point of the implementation process?
So we really started with the development of our clinical protocol. So that had within it the clinician-initiated testing model. So that was developed by our clinical partner, ASHM, in collaboration with leading national HIV experts. Once we had the model designed, the next step was to begin recruiting clinicians. So we needed clinicians working in general practice to actually implement the model. So we began by sending out two expressions of interest through ASHM members, and then we had calls with those interested clinicians. So during that period, I met with about 43 individual clinicians, and also gave presentations to four whole clinics. We developed social media posts as well, and we advertised in our Thought Matters newsletter. We developed an online digital hub called the Clinician Support Hub, and this was designed as a resource for clinicians, just to support them with everything they need to perform clinician-initiated testing. So it included all of our project documentation, some links to ASHM training modules, and then various information around testing, treatment, and prevention, including organizations for further support. And then a week before implementation, we hosted a peer-led Q&A session for our recruited clinicians. This was actually led by one of the experts who contributed towards the development of the clinic protocol and was just an opportunity for clinicians to jump online and ask any questions before implementation. And finally, we developed some promotional resources. So we designed some stickers for clinicians to stick to their monitor on their desk just to remind them to perform clinician-initiated testing. And the sticker also had a QR code which linked to the clinician support hub. And then we also developed some health promotion resources for clients. So small business cards with a QR code that linked to a client support hub, which just had a little bit more information about the project and then also links to various jurisdictional specific organizations and sexual health services.
How many clinics have you now recruited and where are they based?
Yeah, so we've ended up with recruiting 55 clinicians across 22 clinics nationally, and those clinicians are located across New South Wales, Victoria, Western Australia and Queensland. So we were really happy with that outcome. We had an original goal of recruiting 8 clinicians and we've ended up with 55. So really, really positive outcome from those recruitment efforts.
That's an amazing outcome, Andrea. And where are those clinics based? Are they within major cities or regional or remote areas?
There's a little bit of geographical variation in the location of clinics, but mainly they're located around major cities. So this was really a key finding that we made that, you know, any future efforts will really need to focus on strategies to connect with clinicians who are working outside major cities, and also particularly those clinicians doing less HIV testing as well.
That's amazing. And so now that you have everything set up, what are the next steps?
So we're hosting a mid-implementation Q&A session similar to our pre-implementation session, just a chance for clinicians to jump online and ask questions. That will be held around June, July of this year, so 2025. And then the project will finish up in September, so that will have been a 6-month implementation period. And then we'll be inviting clinicians to those interviews. And then from there, we'll be conducting the evaluation and producing a publication and a report.
And what are some of the key achievements or successes from the project so far?
Our two expressions of interest received quite a strong response. We had 42 clinicians register their interest. This really exceeded our expectations, but also I think tells us that novel approaches to HIV testing might really be needed in general practice across Australia. We also secured, as an incentive for clinicians, RACGP CPD accreditation as part of the project. So, GP clinicians are required to fulfill a certain number of CPD hours each year for their accreditation. So, we secured 6.5 hours of CPD accreditation as part of the training and support resources available within this project. So, that was a really exciting incentive for us to offer clinicians who were onboarding to the project. We also had quite enthusiastic clinicians and stakeholders share our social media advertisements. So this was really exciting because we even had people working in the health sector across the country who we hadn't actually even engaged with, you know, share and advertise our project on their LinkedIn and social media platforms. So this was really exciting. And finally, we've had 55 clinicians from 22 clinics sign up. So this, as I said earlier, this really exceeded our goal of 8 clinicians. So we're really excited and happy with that result.
That's amazing. Really looking forward to seeing where the project goes. What are some of the key learnings you made up until now?
So, firstly, as I mentioned earlier, I would say tailored approaches are really needed to reach clinicians working outside of major cities. So, we'll need to really focus on efforts that engage with those clinicians in non-metropolitan regions, and particularly clinicians already not doing a lot of HIV testing. And then, as well, many of the GPs I spoke to commented around the limitations of conventional risk-based testing. I think that really points to the need for new testing approaches in Australia's HIV response. Interest also extended beyond general practice, and we had a few clinicians from hospitals, prison settings, and psychiatric settings who were quite keen to sign up to the project. So this reinforced the need for this type of project and reinforced just how important the work is within this project.
As we finish up today, what are you hoping for the future for the normalizing testing project?
Firstly, I think it's really important to acknowledge the incredible contributions of the wonderful GP clinicians who have signed up to the project. I think we all know that clinicians working in general practice are already so busy and so under the pump. So the fact that we've had so many wonderful clinicians commit to the project has just been amazing. And I feel so grateful to each of them for their commitment to the normalising testing project. In terms of what's ahead, I'm really excited to see how the evaluation goes once the implementation period concludes. We're hoping to build a body of evidence around the acceptability of clinician-initiated HIV testing for general practice across Australia. So it'll be really interesting to see how that evaluation goes, and I'm really looking forward to it. And I think at the end of the day, we're also really hoping that this helps to normalise the conversation around HIV testing. I think one of the things that's so powerful about clinician-initiated HIV testing is the way that it can really promote health equity. You know, a lot of people might hesitate to get tested because they don't see themselves at risk, or they might worry about stigma or fear of being judged, or might just not feel comfortable bringing it up with their doctor. I think that's where clinician-initiated testing can be so impactful because it really opens the door for everyone to get tested. And really, HIV testing is just another part of looking after yourself and your health. And I think by treating HIV testing like any other routine screening, we really help to ensure that everyone has the opportunity to really take control of their health without fear or stigma.
Thanks, Andrea, for joining us today to talk about the Health Equity Matters Normalising Testing Project. We look forward to seeing the results of the project and what insights may come out of it around the acceptability of this type of testing model in general practice. If any listeners have any questions or comments, we'll add Andrea's email address to the webpage. Please feel free to reach out to her. And a final thank you to all of our listeners. We hope you enjoy the podcast. Wishing you a lovely rest of your day. Thanks again, Andrea.
Thanks so much, Justin. It's been awesome to be here.